culture shock doesn't only come from traveling somewhere utterly foreign. When writer Josh Swiller was growing up, he often felt outside his home culture. Frustrated, he decided to leave the U.S. altogether.
I was a Peace Corps volunteer in the bush in Zambia. It was a day's travel away from phones, roads, electricity, running water, toilets, and toilet paper. I was there to dig wells. The village really needed wells. They drank right from the river, and a third of the kids under the age of 5 died of waterborne disease. A year into my service, I had not dug a single well. I tried everything. Information sessions, flattery, begging. Nobody wanted to help me. They were afraid of me, actually, because of a big man in the village, a power broker, a witch doctor. He didn't like me. I guess he saw me as a threat. I set up a meeting to ask him for help. My friends in the village helped me prepare for this. They said, "Josh, here in the bush, we have something called the snake in the grass. When you're asking a favor from someone with power, you don't ask directly. You weave your way around, you flatter, you take your time, like a snake approaching its prey." I came from a different school of diplomacy, the New York City school, the having three brothers bigger than me school, hit first and hit fast. But I told my friends, okay, I'd try their way. After all, I was a cultural diplomat. Before I tell you about the meeting, there's one thing you should know. I'm completely deaf. I can't hear a thing without hearing aids. As a kid, I had 12 years of daily speech therapy to learn to speak as well as I do. And I do speak well. I speak so well, people don't know I'm deaf. I speak so well, people don't see how hard it is. They don't know that I feel outside of all the rules and mores of culture. It doesn't matter to me whether you're culturally polite or impolite or white, black, red, or on fire. To me, all that matters is that I can understand what you say. In fact, all the rules just make it harder, and I got tired of it, and I joined the Peace Corps thinking I'll go someplace so far away, so different, that culture won't matter. And so at the meeting with the village power broker, I wasn't obsequious or flattering as my friends had suggested. I didn't respect the cultural rules. Instead, I lost it. The big man's behavior seemed so unfair to me. That's all I focused on. I told him he was hurting his people. I called him a liar and a thief. "Josh," my friend said, "he will put a curse on you." "Yeah," I said, "sure." Two weeks after my blowout with the big man, I was in an old school bus on rough Zambian roads. I got a seat over the rear wheel well, where the floor comes up a couple feet. That seat's fine if you're in the sixth grade, not if you're 6 feet tall. After a few hours, I walked to the front of the bus, found a kid, and asked him to switch seats with me. He wore a blue tie. He was dressed for school. All these years later, I can still see his nervous expression. When else in his life had a tall white guy ask him to move, he switched without hesitation. I couldn't get that well dug, but I knew enough about Zambia to know that children do what adults tell them, just as women do what men tell them to do. God knows why. It's culture, right? So I was respecting it. Also, I was tired. In the previous 2 weeks, I'd caught malaria and nearly died. I'd been robbed. You might even say I was cursed. 5 minutes after we switched seats, the bus swerved off the road. It bounced wildly through the undergrowth and then swerved back, but too fast, and BAM! Slammed on the ground at 65 miles an hour. I came to covered in broken glass and blood. I scrambled out where the front windshield had been under a jet of spurting oil, stood there in shock. And when I looked back at the bus, I saw 15 men standing against it, pushing on the roof. Pushing it upright? That works with a Volkswagen, not a bus. But they pushed and they pushed, and then one of them reached underneath and pulled out the boy. The boy in the tie. The one who had switched seats with me. I ran back. He was unconscious, but still alive. His chest was heaving, but it looked more like a jigsaw puzzle than a chest. And there was nothing we could do but stand around him and watch him die. So, you know, you think culture doesn't matter. You can't hear it, and it rushes past. It's all complicated. You ignore it, and then it comes at you like an angry avenging angel. You respect it, and someone dies because of that. And all you ever wanted was to do the right thing.
Josh Swiller is the author of The Unheard, a memoir of deafness and Africa. I'm Jim Fleming. It's To the Best of Our Knowledge from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International.